ready? Woody Carpinella. Gail. Will you grab Woody out there? All right. Next up. Woody, are you on a company? Are you going solo? I guess he's going solo. I tell a joke that I learned at camp this week, but I think Ellen wouldn't approve, so I won't tell the joke. No. But you know what? You can laugh anyway. You can laugh at the fact that I'm too scared to tell it. Oh, maybe Ellen's left. No, there she is. Okay. I know. She doesn't approve of off-color jokes. So, and besides, Woody's ready. He's got his axe, and he's got his act together. He's got light on his lyrics. Up. So, Woody,
huh?
Tell us what you're going to do for us tonight. But first, let us welcome you by putting our hands together for Woody Carpinella.
Thank you very much. This song's been going through my head for a long time, so now it's going to go through your head. You know that gypsy with a gold cap too. She's got a pair down a dirty 4 and 5. And selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, "What you need is love potion number 9. Bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said she's gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I started kissing everything inside. I forget that song. And I kissed the cup down a dirty bone fine. She said, "What you need is love potion number 9. My nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink, I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed the cop down a dirty 4 and 5, she broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Woody. And the great thing, it's always great to hear Woody go solo because he's such a great sideman for so many other people and makes them all sound.